previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Listen, we need to talk about this. It's very important. It was all over my social media timeline yesterday.
I saw that, yeah.
And so we thought we have to address it today on Algoa FM Breakfast. There's been a growing concern over the past 24 hours about the future of the Uitenhage SPCA. The organization has been given notice to vacate its current premises following the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality's decision not to renew its contract to operate the municipal pound. Now, the SPCA has operated from the same municipal site for over 50 years. A short extension has since been granted, but with the animal still in its care and no confirmed alternative premises at this stage, the situation raises important questions around animal welfare, public safety, and the way forward. We have invited Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality to join us on the show, as it is important to hear all perspectives, and we are awaiting confirmation of a suitable time. In the meantime, though, we're joined by Deirdre Swift, the chairperson of the Uitenhage SPCA, to help us understand where things currently stand. Deirdre, welcome to Algoa FM Breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning, Cornelius and the Chris team. It's an absolute pleasure to be able to chat to you this morning.
You were talking to producer Corn. This is Wayne. It's okay. Deirdre, explain to us, just in plain terms, what exactly is going on right now and how did we get to this point?
Wayne, I think the first thing we must actually look at is, can we get the elephant out of the room? Which is the whole issue with the tender. The municipality is correct. We didn't place a bid. I'm just going to give you a brief summary as to how that came about. We obviously never ever take for granted that we will be appointed as a service provider. In the past, we have always put in a tender and expected fair and just treatment. The problem with this one is that in a tenders normally, I think generally, the submission period is normally between 30 and 90 days. What happened in this instance, that despite having months to actually rectify the situation that we find ourselves in and that the animals in the community find themselves in, the facts are the tender was only basically released on the 19th of December, and if the window for submission was 11 days. If we look at this, this means that there were two weekends and two public holidays. So that fall within this time period. So literally, there were, I think, 5 working days to submit a tender. We all know that this takes a huge amount of work and that obviously all role players that need to be part of the decision were not present due to it being over the Christmas period. So that's, for us, was hugely problematic, and it was impossible to actually fulfill that requirement. So that's the reason we didn't put in a bid. We did advise the municipality. We did tell them we couldn't. We did ask for an extension on the date of submission, and it was denied. There were also, in the actual tender document, there were two different time frames stipulated in the actual document, and at the mandatory meeting, there was another time frame given. So we asked for clarity on that as well, which we were told we had left too late to ask for clarity. Given the time period that this was all taking place, I think this remains questionable. The other thing as well is that generally when there is a tender, the site meeting is actually held at the site of where the work will be carried out. This didn't happen. The site meeting was held in an office in PE. So we're still unsure as to whether the service provider that was awarded the tender actually had been to the site and had actually had a look at the site before placing a tender. So those are the reasons that couldn't do it. And we felt that this was really unreasonable and basically unfair.
Deirdre, can I just jump in very quickly? I just want to clarify something. So you're saying that your request for an extension for submission was denied. But what was the extension that you did receive? Was it an extension to operate?
Correct.
Okay.
The question that was denied was when the tender was placed out,
yes,
to put in an actual bid. Yes.
Okay. And how often is the contract to operate the municipal pound typically put out to tender? Is it every 3 years? Is it, you know, what's the cycle?
The cycle is every 3 years.
Okay.
That's the time period. If it's done correctly and done timely, the contract is usually awarded on a 3 year period.
And then typically what time of the year is it done? Was this the first time that it was put out in December?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. It normally runs, you know, it is obviously, it can run any period during the year. And I mean, it just depends if there is a delay in the renewal of the contract. But I mean, this contract of ours should have been renewed in October.
Okay.
So you are questioning the time that the tender was put out?
Correct.
Okay. When you didn't get a tender call in the October that it normally comes out in, because you've had the contract for many decades, 50 years plus, in October when you heard nothing, you weren't kind of skeptical or worried, or did you just kind of assume that okay, everything is just ticking along nicely?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we've been in constant communication with the municipality since May, and we actually had a meeting with two members of the Public Health Department on the 24th of October, and we were then told at that meeting that they would be putting out a tender very shortly, which of course we said was, we would respond to it, and it never ever happened. And then despite numerous inquiries afterwards and concerns that were raised, we even went the route of requesting assistance from a councillor, Mr. Udendahl, to try and get a emergency deviation put into place that would allow our existing contract to be extended for 3 months until such time that the tender could actually, be conducted in a fair and just manner. And there was no response to that either.
Just looking at the numbers here, Deirdre, 50 years of service, 60 animals in care, 30 days to find a solution. Looking ahead right now, what needs to happen urgently to prevent closure, and how can the public, businesses, authorities realistically help in the time that you have left, which is running out?
Well, I mean, we're obviously sitting in a position where we would... preferably, I mean, it would be ideal to be able to remain on the property because we've invested so much in the infrastructure, and obviously the organization has functioned very well, and the service that's been provided has never been questioned or never been, brought up as being inadequate. So it would either be we stay on the property, or the other possibility is that the SPCA maybe needs to consider that it needs to procure its own property, so that this type of thing can be avoided, because this is not the first time it's happened. This happens on a regular basis.
Has the National Council of SPCAs offered any formal support or perhaps legal guidance in this process, without going into detail, of course, if there is a legal process, that's started already?
Yes, they have voiced their concern. They have given some advice. But obviously, as I say, it has been, we were only advised of all of this on late Tuesday afternoon. So I must admit, I haven't personally been in contact with them. Our vice chairperson has been.
Mm-hmm.
So, they have given advice and they have voiced concern.
Is there any monies owed to the Uitenhage SPCA from the municipality?
Absolutely. This is also something else that comes up and needs to be addressed. We are still owed 249,000 rand from 2023-2024, when there was a rate adjustment, and it was never ever dealt with and never ever paid to us. It is only recently, in the last two or three months, come up, and there is still nothing that is, it hasn't been processed, it hasn't been paid over. And then there is still an amount of approximately 124,000 rand for services provided in the month of May 2025, which also hasn't yet been paid. So, you know, this is what, you know, leads us to think that we feel as an SPCA, we have not failed as a service provider. We feel the municipality has failed animal welfare. Because during this period, despite not being reimbursed and not being these things being taken into consideration, we have continued to provide a service because clearly the welfare of the animals in the community and assisting members of the community dealing with cruelty is our primary mandate. Mm. So for us, it wasn't optional that even though there were these issues that needed to be resolved, we still continued to do what our mandate required of us.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, your services included, amongst others, you know, as you say, primary animal care, empowerment, stray collection clinic, that kind of thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, we obviously take care of the animals on site. The actual impoundment of the animals rests on the shoulders of the wardens of the animal control unit because they are, you know, they need to enforce the bylaws and bring all the animals in. I mean, this brings, you know, something else into contention. I mean, the municipalities claim that the pound has always been fully operational, and we all know that this is not so. Our organisation, the SPCA, as well as other welfare organisations like AACL, FADA Pets, AWS, have all been carrying the burden of actually performing the municipal tasks since October. And it's taken a heavy toll on all of these organisations. And, I mean, and despite all of this, and then options being given to the municipality, this is, you know, nobody did anything about it. And, I mean, it's disappointing to see as well that their captions on posts going out saying better care for the animals. Mm. The municipality has clearly failed the animals in the community by making some kind of provision for all of those animals and leaving the burden to rest on welfare. So this makes you wonder whether there is a real commitment from their part on taking care of these animals or whether it will just be widely accepted that when they don't do it, welfare organisations will step in.
Well, Deirdre, we've also invited the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality to join the conversation, and we're, you know, hoping to engage with them as well so that we're able to hear all sides of the matter as it develops and listeners as well. But yeah, I mean, thank you for clarifying the current situation, certainly from your perspective, and just for all that you've done over the decades that you guys have been, you know, taking care of animals and operating as the municipal pound.
Thank you very much, Lee. Okay. You know, we take it very seriously. I mean, obviously, the welfare of animals is an absolute priority, and it is absolutely necessary, you know, that from our perspective, that the SPCA remains a contender in this field, because as far as the spread of work that or assistance that is available, the Utah SPCA is the only welfare organisation based in Karika, and it attends to, obviously, Karika dispatch all of the outlying, you know, surrounding areas, as well as some of the outlying areas like Kirkwood and Addo and Jansenville, because there's absolutely no welfare organisations out there. Deirdre, so this is why this is going to be a complete catastrophe.
Deirdre, you're running out of time. Just one more question. What's the future of those 30 animals as it stands right now?
Are we asking about the animals on site?
On site, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, we are continuing to try and adopt animals out. We obviously have to guard against emotional adoptions being taken place. There is another possibility for the animals on site, that we can relocate them to other SPCAs. Should we not be able to find homes for them, that is also open. That they need not necessarily be put to sleep, but they can be relocated to other SPCAs.
Shame, Deirdre, I can hear your passion. I can completely feel and hear, you know, your passion and just your frustration at this matter and just, you know, how stressed you are, really. I can hear that you are seriously concerned. And let me tell you, you've got so many people. Our Telegram is going crazy. There are so many messages and questions coming through. So just, you know, never, ever doubt that you have a lot of support. Absolutely. Yeah. There are a lot of people sending through messages, a lot of people sending through questions, some of which are based around the property itself. One listener asking whether the property is not big enough to be shared with the new service provider.
And then just, I know we keep saying lastly, but this is the last question for you, Deirdre. The new service provider, do you know who they are? And do they have any experience? Just very quickly.
Difficult question to answer. We met one of the directors for the first time yesterday when they came back. We don't know anything about the service provider, the DBs, as such. When we asked for clarity or for a little bit of transparency, you know, on the service provider, and that was denied by the municipality, as they said it was confidential information. Mm. And I mean, you know, my only concern here is that rings alarm bells, is that the director of this, or that was present yesterday, actually asked me the question that, you know, is the SPCA inspector going to go and collect the stray donkeys? I mean, this raises concern about as to the understanding of the role the new service provider needs to play in being the administrator of the pound.
All right, Deirdre, thank you for taking our call this morning. And I know you've been very busy over the last 24 hours, and I don't think it's going to get any quieter anytime soon. Let's hope that we get some word from the municipality so that we can get their side of the story as well. All of the best for today. And again, thank you for all the work that you do.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much. And please, I would also just like to extend our very, very grateful thanks to everybody out there that has come out in support of us and for all their messages of encouragement. I mean, it means the absolute world to us. Without them, we couldn't do what we do.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.